Texte numéro 61. How do we avoid the antibiotics apocalypse? Antibiotics resistance is one of the greatest global threats of the 21st century, with more than 700,000 people dying from drug-resistant infections every year. So what can be done to avert this so-called antibiotics apocalypse? First, there are those who are trying to get us to take fewer antibiotics. That is because the more antibiotics we all take, the more resistant bacteria become. To reduce antibiotics intake, doctors have been persuaded to prescribe them more judiciously. Alerts have also been set up on their computers, prompting them to question whether they really needed to prescribe antibiotics. The number of antibiotic prescriptions issued was thus drastically reduced. Some of these changes are now being implemented across the US and in other countries. But even if people were only given antibiotics when they really needed them, that would not solve the problem. Because while humans are a big market for antibiotics, there is an even bigger one. In 1950, a chance discovery in a laboratory showed that antibiotics make animals grow faster. Since then, farmers all over the world have pumped them into their animals, even after scientific studies proved that bacterial resistance could pass from animals to humans. But one country, the Netherlands, has shown that farmers who were once dependent on antibiotics can wean themselves and their animals off them. In 2009, farmers were told they had to reduce the amount of antibiotics they were giving their animals by 20% in 2 years and 50% in 5. And, surprisingly, Dutch farmers reduced the amount of antibiotics used by 60% in just a couple of years. But most countries are going in the opposite direction. It is thought that China, Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa will all double their use of antibiotics by 2030, and so resistance will spread. That is why some scientists are scouring the world, looking at the oceans, rainforests, and deserts for new sources of antibiotics, when others are taking the fight to the bacteria themselves. Kim Hardy, for example, a microbiologist at Nottingham University, studies the way bacteria communicate. Yes, bacteria communicate. When indeed a single bacterium arrives in your lungs, it hides from your immune system and from the antibiotics already within you that might kill it. So it sits there, waiting. Once it realizes it's a good place to multiply, then it communicates with other separate bacteria, and when they sense there are enough, they draw their weapons and attack the immune system. Therefore, if you could stop bacteria communicating, they could never launch an attack. Kim Hardy thinks an antibiotic based on this principle could arrive on the market in around 10 years and thus prevent the antibiotics apocalypse. Adapted from BBC World Service, October 2022.